tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah. Hey. Okay, lights. Bell. I like that.
It's a party. Hey.
You bad.
Living life.
On what?
Hey. On a lifetime.
Looking half done.
This Robin song, you guys.
Yes, it is. Yes, she it is. Bad. I'm not bad.
Not bad.
Hey.
You just won.
Ooh.
You ain't bad.
Let's just do this.
You
yes.
just won.
Get it, Tamra.
Get it, Tamra.
Hey.
That one shoulder got me.
Yes.
I'm big into the shoulder.
Okay, that one, it's a good move. Yeah. Yeah. It is. I got a lot of that right one.
Mm. I got a lot of signature moves.
Feel it.
I'm all about the shoulderography.
Yeah.
Me
yeah.
too.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you know what, you guys? Welcome again to another fabulous after show of Bring It. I am your host, English Cleveland, and I am welcomed with my favorite panel in life. On
Thank
Lifestyle.
You so much. Here yes. I am. I'm Tony
it's
Moore.
Awesome.
We need to go around.
Tony in
oh.
order.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was an order? Well, you start with the best first. Hi, I'm Tony Moore.
Lounging with Tony. And we're also joined by...
Me next.
Yes,
I'm Tamra. I'm on Twitter at Brown Tamra.
Yes.
Brown Tamra.
Yep.
That just made me giggle.
Why is that, Tony?
Is Brown your last name?
Yep.
Okay. Because I thought something else
oh.
at first.
Oh, but no. Tell him the other Tamra. Wait, because you're Brown Tamra. We're Tamra Brown, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Blue.
On Instagram, I'm Tamra_blue.
So she's blue and
she's
brown.
She's got all the colors yeah. down pat.
You better. Yeah.
Okay. And with pink hair.
Yep.
With pink Boom. Hair. All the colors.
Representing all the colors
you
of the rainbow.
You better come on, Vanessa Williams, and paint with all the colors of the rainbow.
And
I am Robin Ayers. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, guys. I cut it real short because Tony just couldn't wait. Yeah. So go ahead, Tony.
Couldn't wait for what? I went first.
He skipped you.
He's the best. I would like to state that Tony is back, guys.
Right.
But Tony is,
for one episode.
He is one guest.
No, not one episode, you guys.
Yeah. Let me give y'all the real deal, Holyfield.
You're
okay?
talking to the people?
Yes, I'm talking to the people. I'm gonna give you the real deal, Holyfield, okay? Because, you know, y'all have been like, well, where's Tony? You know, I was decided to take a break, you know, and I was like, you know, I'll come in and fill in, you know, when I need to. Mm-hmm. So I get a text from English, and English is like, you wanna join us today? So I translated it into that somebody wasn't gonna be here. And then I get here, and there's a full panel, and I'm like, oh, I still could have been living life on Lifetime on my couch.
Well, guess what, Tony? I'm sorry for breaking up your lounging time, but I said specifically, and I know what I said, and I said
no,
what
I said.
I said, would you like to join us today? I didn't give any specifics. You said yes. I said okay. Yay.
Besides,
that's exactly what I said.
I am new to this panel, and first episode and second episode, the YouTubers have been saying, where's Tony?
They have. They have. And
I don't know what to respond to that. You're just filling his little ego up a little bit.
It's nice to meet Tony. It's
and
so
Tamra,
nice to
some
meet
of those
Tamra.
Comments were him writing too. Where's Tony at?
But it's a little hurtful, Tony, that he said that it's hurtful that he says he wouldn't have come had he known that you weren't filling in for somebody. So I just, you know, I got like a little beef with you.
So he's not down with the family reunion.
I am very happy to be here as a guest on AfterBuzz TV's Bring It After Show with English. You know what you are trying your entire life.
You
just
said
now.
Guest.
No, y'all said guest.
I want
said
you
guest.
Here forever.
Well, you know, sometimes in life, we want things
what
that
you
we
want
may or may
and
not be able to have.
And what you get are two different things.
There you go. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
praise him. Won't
uh-oh.
We do it?
Won't
we do it? Hashtag bless. Hashtag 2016.
Yes, play that. play it.
Let's get to this
let's
recap.
Get, yes, please, let's recap this episode. So this is the Clear the Lane competition in Goodman, Mississippi. This week, the girls are doing a creative dance with a prop. It's a must. Yep. And they also are doing stand battle. Miss D decided with creative, she's going to come up with a giant slow globe idea.
A what?
Snow globe.
Snow globe.
You said slow globe.
Did I?
You kind of did. But yeah, I was going to let it slide.
I know what you meant.
You know me. I don't miss a beat.
Snow globe.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And
I mean, you are English speaks, right?
I am English speaking. And I am speaking English.
Dang.
But you know what?
That was pretty good. I got to go.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. You know I love you, but that was actually, he was
Sarah,
quick on his feet.
I'm sorry. Welcome to the craziness of what the past seasons have been like.
Like this I have a headache by the time.
It's enjoyable.
Just know that you made the decision to send that text earlier.
You're right. Because you know what? I thought it was Monday and being that it is happy birthday, Martin Luther King.
Oh, happy birthday, Martin. See, we should have started off that way. Yeah. We should have started off with a great
happy
song.
Happy birthday song, right?
Or something like that.
Which is why.
We can always outro that.
We can outro that. We will have a segment.
Alexis.
That we played that song.
Yeah.
I hope you. Alexis, you hear us?
She heard it.
I am already typing it. Don't get a twist on it. I got this.
Alexis hears everything, okay?
Yeah.
So anyways, the girls are doing three different categories or three different types of dancing we got a chance to see, which we got a chance to see ballet, which we never get a chance to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty interesting to see all the girls that we've seen dance last season that we've never seen them in toe shoes and stuff like that.
And they've been kind of building up for it with Faith. They've been saying every single episode that Faith is a ballet dancer. Yeah. ballet dancer. So it was nice to finally see it.
Yeah. And she's good. I mean, so I think all the hype was for, you know, a good reason. Mm-hmm. So I was proud of her.
I will say, I know I haven't been here for the first couple of episodes, but it is kind of weird to have such a new crop of girls
involved.
Oh my
God, I agree. It's so uncomfortable.
Well, it's kind of like restarting over a little bit. Yeah. It's almost like a season one of Bring It, and you're trying to learn these girls again.
Do you think that they're not? I feel like they're not showing the dances as much. Like,
yeah.
It's probably because like the new girls are still learning and stuff, and they don't. Because you can actually catch like mess ups and stuff now more than you could before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like maybe they do that. Because this episode especially, I was like, they can't, like, as soon as they start the dance, they cut away to the mom's reactions. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not even seeing the dance.
That's true.
I wrote that down too. I noticed that even in the competition and in the practice, that we barely get a chance to see the girls dance. So we don't have like a feeling of, as fans, they deserve to win.
Right, exactly.
Or they didn't deserve to win.
Yeah.
And then with the songs not matching, which I know we constantly say, it's like, okay, who really won here?
Yeah, but I have to say this because that's something that I thought about when I was watching the show. Lifetime, they must have got the memo. Do you guys agree the music got better?
It has gotten better.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit more. It's still like stock music or whoever is doing the
new
songs.
Season, new
but
budget.
It's, that's what it is. You start coming up. Once you get money,
he got money.
Yes. They do.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only other thing, too, is I think that we need to kind of get back to the originality of the show, or just from the beginning, we got a chance to like get a chance to really know some of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, even though Cameron is the captain,
we haven't seen her at all.
We barely had a chance to see her. And when Kayla was the captain, everything was about Kayla and she was leading and all of this. And now we get a chance to see three different girls each week leading different dances. Like this week, we got a chance to see Kinjane leading the hip hop portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
We got a chance to see Faith doing the ballet portion of it. And then we got a chance to see Christiana doing the jazz portion. So where's Cameron?
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think, but see, the reason why we got to see so much of Kayla in the last seasons was because she gave it. Like, Kayla had enough around her that we were involved in, like, her mom. We were able to kind of get involved a little bit more, but I don't think Cameron has what it takes for us to just focus on Cameron.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like, we have to involve the other girls.
And at the same time, though, this season, they're showing Kayla for no reason at all because, like, that scene where she's talking to Miss D and Miss D is just like, we need a new prop. And all Kayla's there for is to go,
right, yeah.
Well, and it's like, why did they include that at all? That was,
is it me or... I feel some kind of way about the fact that Kayla is still there and she's like an assistant coach. Like, aren't you supposed to be in school?
I guess she is in school too.
But she stayed in.
She stayed in Jackson.
Let that go, Kayla. Let it go.
But remember her mom. Remember last season, the big deal was her mom wanted her to stay close. Her mom wanted her to stay near. And she said that she wanted to be an assistant coach. And I think it's great for her because she's able to have a job. What do you mean?
I can't do the shoulder to the let it go song.
She's trying to give you something. But here's the thing.
You can't be the coach anymore.
Here's the thing.
She's experiencing life.
I see, yeah, I feel like two ways about it. I feel like, yeah, I think it's cool that you stayed there because you're getting your hands-on experience being a coach. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for her future business, that's what she wants to do. But at the same time, she's young. It's like, you know, spread your wings and fly, baby girl. You know, and then I don't like it when parents are like, stay close.
No.
I don't like that. And, you know, try to encourage your kids to leave and experience life.
Go be your own person. Go discover yourself. Go figure out who you are outside of your comfort zone.
Right. So we got a chance to obviously see that she didn't get the scholarship that they were offering last year, right?
Kayla?
We have the peanut gallery here with us tonight, you guys.
You know we can't sit next to each other.
Right. I'm like, musical chairs, because tonight is not tonight.
You guys
tonight.
Just heard.
I'm like trying to be like, all serious. And have a regular news broadcast, and you guys are very...
Oh, a news broadcast. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to be proper and prim tonight.
Tried it.
Yes.
But I'm saying, like, we didn't get a chance to see... I mean, Kayla obviously didn't win the scholarship that they were offering last year, because some of the girls that did get it moved away to the school, Sanjay.
Yeah.
So,
but just Kayla, like, outside of what was that, the first episode where she had to battle up against the other coach. Outside of that, we haven't seen Kayla. It's just like, you know, she's so dope. I feel like they should incorporate her a little bit more, for even if it's for ratings sake. I don't know, but I'm just saying, give her a little bit more. You barely even hear her voice in the background.
I would rather see like B-roll of her teaching the newbies than to see her sitting there just going,
I
agree.
And she doesn't give an opinion. She agrees with whatever Misty says.
Yeah. Right.
It's very just like, yeah, okay. Oh, we can't do the snow globe. Which, getting back into the episode, we saw the with the competition, they weren't able to fulfill the dream of having this humongous snow globe, which I couldn't visualize how it was going to work anyway.
Right. But I was still excited.
It seemed like they were feeding it to us to take it away for us just for the sake of the show.
Yeah.
See? That's it. Yeah. That was, I mean, I knew I wasn't tripping. That was my thought exactly. Yeah. You know?
And that's why I'm saying we need to get back to the original show, because the show created its own drama for itself. That's what got us all watching it in the beginning. Now there's a lot of contrived scenes and a lot of things that are like, oh my gosh, this week, you know, Christiana's knee is broken, so she can't do it. And then next week, you know, let's do a storyline where your prop is not going to come in. Yeah. And then the next week.
But I mean, also, like, these conflicts that don't really pay off either. Because, like, last week it was like going up against Tyrus, who you see in the previews does this like ninja kick in the hallway. And then it's just like, oh, they lost and they're gone in a sec. Like, it just doesn't really build to anything. Yeah. So it's like, why even have that conflict if it's not going to.
And that phone call, by the way, I don't even believe was a real phone call about her in the prop. I don't even believe it was real. So I agree, English. Like, they just need to get back to what it really was in the beginning.
Yeah. What I do like this season, though, I do enjoy Dana. Even though she is very abrasive and too much sometimes, I think that she does have...
You just describe every mother on this show.
I'm saying, like, against other parents. Like, last week we got a chance to see she's trying to make all the ladies wear makeup and make all the ladies change how they dress and stuff like that. And it's like, these chicks have been on every season. Mm-hmm. And they've progressively gotten better with how they looked,
I think. That's true.
Yeah. So,
because I can name one that is struggling this season.
Who, Brittany?
Yes.
Aww. But she's gotten better. I'm saying they've gotten better. Saying they're at their full potential, but they've gotten better.
The way that they know how.
Huh?
Who? What did she have? That she had going on.
You're right.
That was very chola.
Yeah, it was very chola.
Yeah.
But I think that she's gotten better than from where she was last year. And the year before.
If you put up a side-by-side of each of these women now versus the very first season, you know, I feel like they've come a long way.
There's always one exception.
Oh, gosh. So maybe, Tony, we need you. I mean, are you feeling that way about us? Do we need to
improve? Speak now, Tony.
You have stuff that you need to say since you're the, you know, leader of how people should look.
He did already say that I'm not a bad one, so.
Okay.
So then now that we're done with me, you can talk about the other ladies if you like. You better not say nothing crazy.
Being a Southern boy, my mom always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That is not okay. No. Tony, I think you should exit stage left.
Oh, thanks. And my t-shirt that I underdressed today. I felt that way. I felt I was underdressed, but the thing is, this is a band from Memphis, so I was going to show what are they called? The Memphis team.
The Prancing Tigrettes.
See, there was a reasoning behind what you wore.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, let's get into the competition.
I'm like Mimi, the underdress, but like with still.
Thank you, girlfriend.
Mimi's always in like a sweatshirt. Yeah.
But she makes it look good, though.
She does. I love Mimi. She's my favorite.
You guys all look lovely. You always look lovely when we do this show.
Thank you, Tony. And you look ravishing.
Listen, when you do this show.
Because outside of this show.
Oh, you check out my Instagram. I'm on point.
What is your Instagram, Tony?
At Lounging with Tony.
More on point than faith.
Boom.
Let's get back into the episode again.
But yes, Dana, like, brags about Faith when nothing, like, she has to constantly build her up. And the other moms don't, I mean, they're proud of their daughters, but they don't, like, constantly brag like Dana does.
Selena did.
Yeah.
Selena brought it back. But because Sanjay's not there anymore,
right.
she can't say that about Star and Sky. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have
to. I'm sorry, them twins do not want to be on the show. Their mom wants to be on the show. Well, Tony, we've been saying this every week, so give the viewers your two-piece on this.
This is my two-piece. I'm going to give you a biscuit and some mashed potatoes with it, too, okay? That's why the twins, because when Sanjay was first introduced, we didn't know nothing about them twins.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. Didn't even see them in the B-roll.
No.
Then all of a sudden, here come the twins.
It's like, I have twin sisters.
Yeah. And I think what it was, what's the mama name? What's her name?
Selena.
Selena knew that Sanjay was about to make her exempt, and she wasn't going to be able to be on the show no more. So they was like, cast these twins on here so that way I can still be on top of the show. Mm-hmm. And them twins are looking in the camera like, we don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm. They don't even smile.
We don't want to give a five, six, seven, eight.
Yeah. It makes me want to just shake them and just be like, tell the truth.
But the reason they did that, and the reason that makes sense is because Selena makes for good TV.
She does. Mm-hmm.
So they needed to keep Selena on. But it's not working with the twins.
Dana taking Selena's spot because now this season we don't really get a chance to see Selena talk as much. She only says, "Oh, the girls want to be here. The twins want to be here. They do want to be here, Miss D. They want to be here so bad." But Dana's taking over the show. She's teaching people how to dress. She's teaching, you know, she was Miss D's neighbor and was raised next to Miss D. She was the first dancing doll ever in history. Mm-hmm. And she brings a beautiful daughter on the team.
With talent. Yeah.
And bring something different to the team, and she's killing it in the toe shoes, which I wish I could do.
Mm-hmm. They're called point shoes.
Point shoes. Mm. Excuse me.
It's okay. That's your dance lesson for today. And I'm sure there'll be plenty more.
Well, Tony, you know what? I have to honestly say, you kind of remind me a little bit of Quincy.
Hmm.
The Prancing Tigrettes coach.
Hmm.
In what way?
Why?
Well, you know, he does. She's about to try
Tony's like trying to keep composed, being like, I do not agree, but I gotta know why.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. In what way?
Yeah, why?
English? English? Do you speak? Okay, English will speak. Do you see the tone of voice that Tony is holding right now?
I see.
Do you notice the tone of voice that Quincy had when he met Miss Diana in the hallway?
Oh, yes, yeah.
He came off as very nice, nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm nice, but you can tell when I get nasty.
Right. And so we know that there's potential. So yeah. We see Quincy this week. We've never seen him this way. He's very like, oh, may the best person win.
Because I honestly feel like you can tell the relationships that were real and that were formed before this show even came about. Mm-hmm. And I think Quincy and Miss Coach D, they have this relationship already. They have this rapport already. And you can tell that. Like,
right.
It's one of those things where it's like, okay, you guys need to have some sort of interaction. And I think secretly they were just kind of like,
we're tired of this.
What are we going to say?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Go do you, boo. Like, we'll leave it on the dance floor. Yeah, all right. Right. Well, okay, that's good.
And that's
okay,
another
bye.
Good point, because you know how we always talk about how they make this, the production,
hallway.
They create this scene in the hallway, like, oh, I just so happened to run into this person.
You.
And it's like, no, that didn't happen like that.
And
it
no
wasn't.
One else is in the
and
hallway.
Nobody's around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She's just out there, just, you know, still tinkering with the plexiglass that got together before the snow globe did, even though she put the snow globe order in before the plexiglass.
And it just arrived 10 minutes before.
10 minutes before, just in time.
And why would that be so much easier to make anyway?
Like, what's like, and then there are three of them. Was there going to be just one snow globe?
I
or
thought
was
there was,
have?
But then when they were explaining it, it made it sound like maybe there was three, but I thought there was just going to be one initially, too.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. I think the whole thing, I mean, I think they needed a reason to call it Hell Week. They needed a reason to make it seem like so much was going on, but nothing was really going on.
No.
Nothing was going on, but a lot was going on the dance floor. And
okay,
we got
transition.
Okay, I was about to say that same thing. You saw how I tapped you. How your mama does you in church or something good.
Come on, baby.
That little tap, like, look at it. Listen. Look at the baby. Look at her. That's what that was.
Yeah, transition.
Come on, transition.
Okay,
she's been taking
let's
class.
Go.
Well, I said, you know, guys, I'm coming in very professional today.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers. We got a chance to see the dolls come out in their boxes. Mm-hmm. It was super cute. I feel like it's been done before. I feel like last season we got a chance to see them break out of doll boxes. And so it was nothing new. But it was refreshing to get a chance to see Faith.
And I liked Faith, and I liked the whole production of the girls in their little pink
costumes
or whatever. That was really, really cute. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all catch that there was still, like, glitter or something in the plexiglass?
Yeah, it was something going on, or
so
lights.
So they still kind of made, like, a snow globe-ish effect with it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, because I was like, is that something? What's that? What is that? What's going on?
Either.
Yeah, I saw it.
I think they still tried to give that effect in it.
But
it looked good.
Even if it was kind of just plain, though. Like, Miss D says that the Prancing Tigerettes jungle thing was kind of boring and simple, but then just those three white boxes is like, if that was...
I get what she's saying.
But you know what the difference was?
Cheap
and
clean.
It looked... Mm-hmm. Okay, so with the plexi boxes, even though they were white and everything like that, and not painted or... What?
They're not white, they're clear.
Well, they were white.
It was like white.
There was like a white frame.
Boom. If she says it, then it's white. So, it still gave a very, like, clean, simple, like, effect to it. Whereas, even though we had the Prancing Tigerettes and this jungle thing and the boxes and everything like that, it still looked like someone said, okay, please go to your local CVS, grab all the cardboard boxes you can.
Out back.
We're going to go to Lowe's, get some spray cans, get some chains while you're there.
Right.
And we're going to construct this together. Now, although he put a lot of time and effort into it, it still looked like a construction,
kid
built that.
Versus the plexiglass, at least they looked, you know, like they had some sort of quality value to them.
Right. Like somebody spent some money.
Yeah, and not even that. It's not even about what it costs. I think it's about if you're going to come with it, at least come correct. Don't come with it looking completely like a mess. I'd rather you come with a clear white box or whatever it is mm-hmm. and just come out and do your thing instead of, it was too much for the eye. I'm like, okay, I don't get it. These girls are in the boxes, but are they dancing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are
I didn't mind so much that like it was cheaply or quickly constructed, but like I was a little like seeing the girls, it was like, did they have chains or something? I was like a little too sexual, I think, for my, like, I was like, they're still, I don't know. I was surprised that that wasn't brought up in any way. I mean, it wasn't bad.
They never bring it up. Like, we've been talking about their sexuality and over the topness for a minute, you know, for young girls.
It reminded me of Beyonce's opening performance at the Global Festival that she did. You guys didn't see that.
I saw something. I know what you're talking about.
The Prince and Tigerettes with that whole box thing and the effect that they were trying to do. Go back and watch it. You'll say, okay, that's where it was. Quincy's a Beyonce fan. He is.
Okay. I'm sure he is.
Well, speaking of Beyonce, the girls did bring a lot as far as
that another transition.
No, that wasn't a good one. But she tried. But
I didn't even get to finish my sentence. It was a transition.
We're going to start a new AfterBuzz panel on English's transitions.
Yeah. I said it was a transition.
You didn't even let me finish my sentence. The floor was definitely on fire because between, like, the back and forth between the Prancing Tigerettes and the dolls going at it was freaking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Even though we didn't get a chance to really see everyone's full potential and all the dances full out, because I feel like the editing is, like, all over the place and they're like, they want to get an interview, they want to get Miss D's reaction, they want to get the girls.
I want to see more dances.
That's what the show's about.
I just don't like it. So this is what Dance Moms has on this show. When you watch Dance Moms and you see the acts come out, which, by the way, I gotta share something with y'all. Okay.
But, about Abby?
No. What'd Abby do?
I thought she was going to jail.
She have a mugshot? Was it official?
Well, I mean, that's what's going on in this season right now.
Oh my gosh. He said this is his people, so you don't need real.
That's real sensitive. Family.
I'm sensitive.
You haven't heard about it?
Oh, I know.
Oh. No, somebody gonna have to tell me. Okay,
news and gossip. We'll save it.
Okay, please, news and gossip. Okay, and I know we got to hurry up. Yeah. But so what I'm saying is, what I don't like is that they don't show versus on Dance Moms. When you go and you watch any of their acts, you see the entire dance. And you can get behind them and say that's why we know Maddie is a great dancer.
Right.
That's why we know, you know, whomever, all the girls, like, we know what their skill level is because we get to see them every week. Versus here, you get to see 3 seconds, another shot. Yeah. You know, another 5 seconds.
You can barely tell who's who. It shows so fast. Tell.
But you know why? Because Dance Moms has a formula. Mm-hmm. They build it all the way up to the competition and they give enough time to see the, you know, they build it up to who's against who and then they still give enough time to show the dances. With Bring It, they have creative, they have the stand, and then all the stand battles.
And it's a much bigger team, so to be fair, it would be really hard to show.
Mm-mm. No, but because in the beginning, they did show us more of the dance.
And I'm not giving it that. No, I'm not giving it because of the size. Because
they could take away the hallway contrived scene. Yeah. They can take away all the fake other
scenes. That's part of the formula.
It doesn't fit.
Even with Dance Moms, you still get to see the entire group. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. On stage. So, and it doesn't have to be cutaways in order for you to get the drama. You still get that drama.
Right.
Sorry for the comparisons. I'm just saying, that's what the case is.
And what I do like that they did at this season is that they're giving us the judges a little bit more, and they're letting the judges tell us exactly why they're giving these scores.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the timing was off, which the dolls, the new girls, are horrible.
You see
with timing.
I mean, I've never noticed mistakes like that before.
It's like, it makes you just want to, like, pull your hair out. Like Ms. D said, burn her hair. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, why? Are you guys not on? How are you not on beat? Like, that's dancing 101. Get the rhythm.
So I have a challenge for Ms. D.
What's the challenge?
My challenge is, if they bring their girls to Los Angeles, California, let me go into their rehearsal and give me 2 good hours with their girls and watch how on point they'll be.
Are you good with timing?
I'm great with timing because I've learned that in many different scenarios in my life, having been like in cheerleading, dancing, as well as drill team. I know how to get it on point. So that is my challenge to you, Ms. D.
He looks like he's...
I don't know what Tony's talking about. See, Tony don't know. Okay. That's the thing about it. Tony don't know.
But what you said...
I'm gonna think all up in his face.
What you said and what you said was...
I said what she said.
And what did she say? What did you say, Robin?
Boom.
Also, now all of a sudden you want to step up and be the dancer extraordinaire.
Yeah, I can't take tall order. Don't challenge me.
No, because last season when y'all was having me demonstrate everything, you was trying to let.
No, what I did was I let you have some because, you know, Tony got it.
Yeah.
Tony got it.
Yeah, he
got it. But it doesn't take away.
What did you demonstrate?
I let you. I allowed you.
Oh, Tony's
boom,
really
round two.
Good at dancing.
Yeah. Tony's cool.
Yeah.
But you ain't seen Rah-Rah step in the booth.
We haven't seen Rah-Rah. We've seen her.
Oh, now you're going from Robin to Rah-Rah.
I'm saying,
that's
any given
her dancer
moment,
name.
You just never know.
Which what kind of dancing, though?
Dancing.
I do it all.
Dancing is all.
I do it. Hey, listen to me. I
she
do
got
it all.
A man. She even told us.
Come on now.
That's
somebody,
how you keep your man. You
somebody better speak.
When your kids go to school.
English better speak.
When your kids go to school, Robin knows how to put on a midtime show.
Ba-da-ba.
And her man. Right, Robin?
And Lexus, you hanging in there with us, girl.
I do not
on top of the effects.
What's going on?
Well, she knows
bedroom.
How to do
okay,
all,
so,
all of
okay, go ahead, English, because but I do
time.
Have something that I want to say about Quincy.
Okay.
Or, you go ahead.
No, so obviously we get a chance. We'll just jump right into it. The Dolls do not win first place. They tie with Quincy and the Prancing Tigrettes for first place in creative. Which, you know, whatever. We didn't get a chance to see. It's hard now as a viewer to even say or be a fan of the Dolls because we're like, I couldn't see. And what I did see, it was completely horrible. Mm-hmm. The timing was off. The formations
were
bad.
You're talking about this, the stand battle?
All of it. both of them. I think that the girls really need to take a lesson on timing and rhythm.
Take Robin's
which
lesson.
Which is 101. Robin's class 101.
Miss D.
They need to learn it because I think that's where they're falling behind.
I agree.
New girls aren't... I don't think they understand the magnitude of what they're doing.
But give them a little bit more time. They'll get there.
But the Divas of Dancing, they kept saying that... the Divas of Dance only have five, so they think that they won because they only have five. And they only have five.
Yeah, that made me mad.
I thought that was a benefit to them that they only have five because it's easier to get five people in sync than it is to get 18, however many on the team is.
I agree with that, and I don't.
But if you can't get 18 girls in sync, don't put 18 girls out there.
There you go.
You
start
know?
Cutting them up.
You have to know what you're.
I agree, but
Miss Diana,
it seems like it's easier for they were making
I agree
sound
with
like
you for five
team.
People to get it together. I agree. But I don't like that Ms. Diana was like, they only gave them the win because, poor girls. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to make them feel good about themselves. No, if they were clean, they were clean.
She's not a sore loser.
Yeah.
Well, I will say the new girls need to get it together because they are struggling trying to, learn these dances and everything like that and a good enough time to clean it. So they need to step up.
They do.
And
then when was Quincy talking to his girls when they lost? What did they lose? Was it the
They lost creative.
They lost
was it creative?
No, they tied creative.
They lost standing.
Okay.
So when he was talking to them and he was like, y'all know y'all should have won, you know, I was like, listen to me. Listen, Mr. Quincy, do not set your girls up. Don't make them think that they won something that they did not. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're about to go into
Come
it.
On.
Yeah, it's true.
You see what I'm saying? You're setting them up for failure. You're not saying, listen, they just had better, you know, stands than us. Their timing was better. Their skill was better. Mm-hmm. Their routines, whatever it was, you're not saying that next time we just got to come back to the table and we got to do better.
Right.
You're telling them you guys should have won. Like, I don't like that at all. Don't pump up their heads and try to make, and just pat them on the butt.
Yeah. And that's how I felt about Miss D's comment about saying that, it was because they had the five girls.
Exactly.
It's the same. It's one and the same. You don't say that. Don't be a sore loser and just tell people stuff because then next week they're going to come and do the same thing and they're going to keep wondering why do we get second place?
Exactly.
Why do we get second place again? No, you got second place because you didn't bring it.
Yeah. But again, maybe if we had seen more of the dances, maybe we'd have agreed that the
Quincy's team should have won. I mean, maybe they should have won. We don't know. We didn't
we
get
don't
see
know,
enough
we didn't
of
see
it.
The
well,
dance.
The Divas of Dance came repping from New Orleans, and they won, obviously, first place.
Yep.
And if you guys have the opportunity, if you guys can go on YouTube, give us, rate our show on iTunes, first of all, and then go on YouTube and show, send me the videos, because I kept trying to find, like, the actual videos, like, on YouTube from the competition to see if we, I could hear the real music, to see if I could see the full dancing, and I couldn't find it.
But see, I feel like at this point in time, like, they should be doing approved music. That's what Dance Moms does, not to you know, do that. But whenever they do their dances, they do it to songs that are approved for network and for airing. So I think at this point in time, y'all need to do that. And if you need to just give them a library of stuff, that means they can't do Beyonce and everything like that, then that's what they gotta
all
do.
All public
so that we
domain.
Can see it.
They're dancing to Happy Birthday.
Bam.
And Yankee Doodle.
Yeah, they are.
Yankee Doodle still going to town. Riding on a homie.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into some news and gossip, because I have some too.
Okay.
No, Robin has some.
No, mine ain't for us.
Oh.
This is when we put the headsets down.
Oh, this is when we drop the headphones, Robin?
Yeah. No, this is after. Go, Tony.
Oh, I don't. Well, I do have a little story. I don't know if you guys remember back like a few months ago, Miss D and I were having a conversation on Instagram, and she was actually in town, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, you should come to like you know into AfterBuzz next time you're here." And then she said she was riding in NoHo, and we had a little laugh about that. And it was she was like, "Oh, I ain't NoHo here," and I told her I was like, "Just wait till you get to WeHo." And then she tagged me in a video, and she was like, "Y'all, guess where we at? WeHo!" But we ain't NoHo, so that was funny. That was my.
I
little
guess it is funny awesome. For other people. To hear when they're not from here.
Yeah.
But
NoHo, WeHo.
Which stands for North Hollywood and West Hollywood.
West Hollywood. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any news and gossip?
I don't. Sounds like you do.
Do you have any news and gossip?
No.
Nope. I did see Miss D's husband posted on Facebook that they just recorded the Battle of Royale. I tried to read through the comments to see which fans went and, you know, to see who won, but they weren't saying anything.
They better not. They signed an NDA.
That one person who told their cousin and their cousin's telling, you know,
and
us.
Guess what? Lifetime will find that cousin who told that person who went and then guess who's going
well,
to court?
Well, if they spend that much money to do that, then they need to give us some real songs, okay? Mm.
Yeah. So, to the fans out there, please, if you guys can, like English was saying, try to find the links for us so that we could watch, because you guys are seeing what we're seeing, which is not the full dancing. So, find the links. You guys are really good with that.
They're
really, really good about finding everything. So.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much for joining us again. Hopefully, we will have Tony again. And because we missed him so much, and he loves us, and we're the best panel
he
that he
so
ever has worked with.
You are stretching.
Right, Robin?
That's right. We miss Tony.
Where can they find y'all?
We love Tony.
Where can they find you, Tony? We'll let you go first across people.
You guys know you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. And you can catch me here at AfterBuzz TV every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we give a full recap of your favorite soap opera, Days of Our Lives.
Great. Robin, where can we find you?
And you can find me at Robin Ayers on all social media. And please check out my website. It's robinayers.com.
I'm Tamara. You can find me on Twitter at Brown Tamara and on Instagram Tamara_blue.
And you guys can always find me on that great
thing.
Thank
y'all so much for tuning in.
Called Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter English Speaks. Thank you guys for joining.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yay! Oh, where's our happy birthday song?
We need to give. Come on,
Stevie.
Happy birthday to.
Here we go.
Come on, Stevie.
She's about to get it.
Happy birthday.
She had it set up. She
wanted. Oh, she's about to. We about to.
Martin Luther King. Hey.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to.
Y'all sing along with
us. Luther King.
It's coming.
Happy birthday to.
Until then, English got it.
I always play the song on my birthday.
So do and, I.
Yeah.
But it's actually, the history behind the song is for Martin Luther King.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, if you listen to the lyrics.
Hell, here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stevie. Martin Luther King. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.